Track 19. Part 3.
It's a well-known fact that coping with the demands of a full-time job and family life can be tricky at the best of times. However, there are thousands of couples who share the same space 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Actually, around 70% of businesses in this country are run by families, which makes them, statistically speaking, the backbone of the economy. Although productivity does not differ markedly, what is significant is that an average lifespan of nearly 22 years for a family-run business is twice as long as the average for other companies, and with very low staff turnover of less than 15% over that period. Now, Jill and Scott Ridley run the successful Lark Designs Limited and have been making high-quality garden furniture for over 10 years. Jill, what's it like working 365 days a year with your husband breathing down your neck?
Well, of course he doesn't. One of the warnings that business advisors give is that working long hours can put too much pressure on a relationship. However, provided we share the work equally, there isn't an issue. After all, we work in the same office most of the time, and so we know exactly what needs to be done. We also encourage each other to take a break now and then, and sometimes this means one of us taking a whole day off.
In fact, I once took a whole week off to play some golf in Spain, and she never complained.
Really, Jill?
Not a word. And then the following month, I took a week off to go shopping in London.
Then I'm told that another major area of tension can be the children.
One of the decisions we made when we decided to set up Lark Designs was to share our childcare duties. Actually, it didn't work out like that. After our second child was born, I worked part-time for a while. Basically now, we both work all the hours under the sun, and we don't have a problem because we both understand the demands of the business.
Yes, we manage. Sometimes the children have to come first, and one of us, usually me, has to work all night to catch up. Not too often, though.
Do you never relax?
Of course, of course. Scott can't play golf every weekend, although he'd like to. And I've thought about getting a dog so we could go for a walk in the fresh air sometimes.
Stop right there. More work. No, what I find works best when I'm feeling really stressed is to put some music on and then I calm right down.
So there must be something you disagree about.
Not really. I don't look after the technical side. That's Scott's territory. And we have an accountant to look after the money side of things, or that could be a problem.
We have strong opinions about the best design for a garden chair or something.
Sort of professional arguments.
Sometimes we don't see eye to eye on artistic matters, but I think that helps us to produce better products in the long run.
Yes, and I have far fewer disagreements with Jill over that sort of thing than I did with my male colleagues in my last job.
Don't you miss that sort of thing? Going to the pub at lunchtime, having meals out, paid for by the company?
No, I don't. I don't miss anything, not even having a secretary.
I think on a Monday morning when there's a pile of letters to answer, I could do with that sort of help.
So what happens next?
Well, we want to extend our range, and that means more time on the design side of the business.
We're already increasing our exports and have had to take on more staff in the factory, and that means we don't have to do many of the everyday things, which is great because that's what we're both interested in.
Sounds like a perfect relationship.
It is.